Temperatures in the mid-70s right now, expected to warm into the mid-90s. A heat advisory in effect for the WBEV listening area starting noon today and running through the evening hours on Monday. Welcoming to our Party Line program this morning from Moraine Park Technical College, their Dean of Business, IT, and AI, quite the tongue twister there, Joe DeSiderio. Joe, good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning on WBEV.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're going to be talking about two subjects, two career tracks, I guess. One in the area of artificial intelligence and another in the area of cybersecurity. So if people maybe have considered this or would like more information about either of these opportunities, stick with us for this Party Line interview, and they can find out ways to pursue either career track through Moraine Park Technical College. Technical colleges always have to keep up with the latest in technology. Seems Moraine Park is doing that specifically with artificial intelligence. This is a new program for your college, is it not?
Yes, it is. We just got approval about a month ago, and we are launching our first courses this fall.
When it comes to someone moving into the area of AI, can you give me a thumbnail sketch? Are these usually young people? Are these folks returning from other careers? Tell me about the people who are interested in AI these days.
But I'd say it really runs the gamut. We have tons of people that are interested. I mean, even at the college, we've got, our younger employees that are heavily using it up to, some of our faculty that have been teaching for, 25, 30 years are diving into it headfirst too. So AI is really a subject that kind of covers everybody. If you have an interest in learning about it, it's very important. It's kind of taken over. As you can imagine, it's in everything, almost everything we use these days technologically. So it's really for anybody.
I didn't think of this question, just popped into my head. Was it hard for Moraine Park Technical College to put together an AI program? How difficult was that to do?
It was, we were able to learn from some other people that have done the same thing. So they did some pre-work, I guess, ahead of us, and we were able to learn from some of their mistakes, or not mistakes, I guess, from some of their lessons learned, I guess. And it was a lot of work, I'm not going to lie, but it really came together quite nicely. We put together the program quite a bit quicker than it usually takes to put a brand new program together, and a lot of that was largely due to just some of the help I received from people who have already done it.
You hopped aboard other people's learning curve, right?
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the beauties of the Wisconsin Technical College system is we all collaborate very well. We don't really see each other as competitors so much because we really cover different district areas. So we do work very well together and learn a lot from each other.
What kinds of prerequisites should someone going into your AI program have? What kinds of expertise are you looking for?
Really, it's just a matter of, if you have some basic computer knowledge, we're going to give you the rest that you need. That's kind of the beauty of our associate degree programs is, we'll take somebody who's brand new that really wants to learn it, has a passion for it, and we'll give them the tools that they need. If you want to learn it, we can get you there.
So basically the people bring the aptitude and you take them from there.
Yes, definitely.
I was writing this question down and I had a hard time wording it. So I apologize if I'm giving you a bit of a difficult question. When it comes to someone who's going to start the AI program at Moraine Park Technical College, is that person going to be taught how AI works? Are they being taught how to apply it in career applications? Are they being taught, this was the word I really struggled with, how to create AI? Joe, can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm getting at there?
Yeah, so I guess the answer to that question is really all of the above, right? We're going to teach them about it. You know, we have an AI fundamentals class in the very first semester that, you know, really dives into the history of AI, generative AI, you know, like what we think of like with ChatGPT and, you know, and other platforms like that. They're going to get a course on programming, specifically Python, which is, as of right now, the main programming language that's used to create AI platforms. And then they're going to really dive into data analysis and using AI to, you know, extract data, analyze that data, and then turn around and visualize and report out that data in a way that makes sense for the stakeholders that they're going to be working with. You know, and then they're going to cover like natural language processing and machine learning, which is, you know, more of the foundations of what AI is built on. Natural language processing is that is what makes the AI conversational, you know, so it makes it sound more human, if you will. And then machine learning is just taking the data that it gets access to and training itself to be better, you know, AI technology.
That's why you're a dean at Moraine Park Technical College. You gave a clearer answer than I gave you a question to have to address. On Party Line this morning with me is the dean of business, IT, and AI, Joe DiSiderio. I knew I was going to tongue twist that at least once this morning. Sorry, Joe. If I am considering something like this, maybe I'm not in school or have another job, how long is this program? What kind of a time commitment am I going to be making before I can be gainfully employed somewhere?
Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's an associate's degree program. So if you're going full time, it would take you about 2 years. Now, part time, it might take you three, maybe a little bit longer than that. Now, we don't have these currently in place, but what we're looking at doing is we're going to embed some other credentials, some more shorter-term credentials into this program, like certificates and technical diplomas. So, you know, what could even happen with a lot of people is they get the first couple of semesters under their belt. Maybe they get a job now doing this at an entry-level type position, and they work, and then they can continue to go to school to finish out the associate's degree. While they're working. That happens with quite a few of our students at the college in general. So there's a lot of opportunities to continue going to school while you're working. This entire program you can take completely online. So if you are working full-time, you know, and maybe don't have time to get to campus to take classes, you can do the entire thing. You'll be able to do the entire thing online.
That was one of my questions. How about for someone who maybe prefers to learn with a classroom setting? Is this at all of the Moraine Park Technical College campuses? Give us a little bit of an idea as far as that was concerned.
Yeah, so it's based primarily out of Fond du Lac, but you will be able to go to any of the other campuses to take the classes. We have video conferencing between the three campuses set up. So the instructor may not be in the same room as you every week, but they will be live online through camera. And we do that with a lot of our programs. And the instructors usually do a pretty good job of rotating week to week which campus they're at so that students will be in the same room as them, you know, at least a few times, you know, four or five times throughout the semester, depending on, you know, the class and the situation. So they can go to all three campuses to take this program. They can even do online synchronous from home. So they can join virtually through Microsoft Teams. So they can be at home, but it's still a scheduled time. Or they can just do it completely online, you know, like a traditional online class where you're doing the work on your own, you know, the instructor's providing all the materials and, you know, they can kind of do things on their own.
Sure.
Schedule.
Again, with me today from Moraine Park Technical College, they're Dean of Business and IT and AI, got all those letters in there, Joe DiSiderio. The question I wanted to ask you was, as far as the instructors who are doing this, I know a lot of technical college instructors are folks who have been out in the workforce already. But with something as new as AI, do you have people who have professional experience, or are these also maybe academically trained instructors at this point?
Yeah, so right now we're leaning heavily on our software developer instructor. His name is Ben Blacklock. He came to us about a year and a half ago. He's very heavy into AI professionally. He did a lot of that work and continues to do some on the side with companies developing AI platforms and technologies and stuff like that. So he is very versed in it. We will be looking at hiring a full-time instructor at some point. So that's, so the search will begin, probably this fall. We'll start looking for somebody that can take over next fall in, like August of 26. But that will hopefully have a good background in AI as well as data analysis as well. But we do have some very qualified, highly qualified instructors right now on staff that can at least get the ball rolling. Okay. And get this program launched.
Okay. There was a threshold reached. It was, just formal approval of this program recently. Why don't you just tell our listeners what just occurred that formally implements this going forward?
Yeah, so I started working on creating this program probably late last summer, early fall. And there was a lot involved to it, so I won't go into all the crazy details, but it involved getting a lot of industry support, surveys from employers in our district area, and then it had to go to the Moraine Park Board for their approval, and then it had to go to the WTCS, the Wisconsin Technical College System Board, twice. We had to get concept approval saying, yep, it's okay for you guys to take a look at this and pursue it. And then we had to do another packet of information where they said, yep, everything looks great. Here's approval. You're free to market it, launch it, put it on your website. And we just got that on May 20th at the most recent system board meeting.
Okay. There are 16 technical college districts in Wisconsin. How many have a program in AI?
I believe we're the second to do it. Waukesha County Technical College, they started theirs first, and I know there are several others that are working through it right now, but I'm not quite sure the status on okay. on some of them as far as getting their degree programs launched.
You were wonderful. You led me to the question I next wanted to ask you when you said the preparation for getting approval for the AI program at MPTC involved surveying local and area businesses. I was curious to know, I know a lot of what the technical colleges do is respond to the needs of local employers, but I wasn't sure how much AI was really being demanded of you folks by our current employers. I was thinking maybe this was more of a grounds up. It was more of a student-led or student-demand kind of thing. Talk to me a little bit. I'm fascinated about any interest here in the area among our employers. And then, again, what is the impetus behind this? What really drew MPTC to want to do this?
Yeah, so we have advisory committees for all of our programs where we meet with people from industry. We meet with them like twice a year, and a lot of that is to drive, where we go with our curriculum and making sure our programs are updated to incorporate what our employers need. And I would say for the last year and a half, every meeting has involved some kind of discussion on AI. What from employers who are like, yeah, we're not really doing anything with it yet, to some that are like, yeah, we're kind of dabbling people in the business or trying it out a little bit, to like, no, we're heavy, like moving in that direction because we can see the opportunities for, how much it can help a company. And I would say just about every single meeting with every employer, the thing came up that like people will not lose their jobs to AI, but they will lose their jobs to people who know how to use AI. So that right there, you know, told us, like, okay, yeah, we need to get this up there and running so that our students, people who are already in the workforce that want to come back and learn, you know, we have a place for them to go do that. So it's, you know, it's, while the adoption level is very broad, they are all heading in that direction.
Wow. I hadn't been thinking about it in those terms. So you have this 2-year or maybe a little bit more if someone's going part-time program for someone to create a career in AI. Do you imagine there will be a lot of other students just dropping into these courses? I'd like to learn that part of AI or that part of AI.
Yeah, I bet we'll see some of that. Yeah, especially like our AI fundamentals class. I bet we'll get some. We refer to them as course takers. They're not necessarily enrolled in a program, but they want to take a class to get some to learn about a particular skill. I expect we'll get some of that too. Yeah, but it'll be mostly people who are enrolled in the degree program, because the degree program is, you know, you can use financial aid towards that. You know, whereas a course taker, they're paying for those classes on their own, or maybe their employer's paying for it. You know, we also are working with our economic workforce development team. You know, we'll have some customized training options. I'm not the expert on that area. We can, you know, somebody else would have to speak to that, but we'll have some options out there where if a company wants to send, you know, like, you know, a bunch of people to the college, some AI skills, we'll be able to create some programming for them as well.
Last question about AI, and then I want to move on to cybersecurity with you. If I completed this program, would I most likely have to move to Silicon Valley or somewhere, or is this something that people could take the program, come away with the associate's degree, and expect to work here in the area?
Absolutely, they can. They'll be able to work here because, as I mentioned before, all of our employers are heading in this direction. So they're going to need people that know how to use it. You know, especially on the data analyst side, because AI flourishes in areas of like collecting data, making it easy to analyze, and then report out on that data. So people will absolutely be able to stay here in this area and work. People will be able to work remotely as well. So even if they find a job in California, they may not necessarily have to relocate over there.
Okay. So I need to take a brief time out for our listeners on Party Line with me from Moraine Park Technical College. They are Dean of Business, IT, and AI, Joe DeSiderio. We are going to take a brief time out and come back on a different career track. People interested in cybersecurity, we will continue with Party Line in just 2 minutes. Dean Joe DeSiderio with me on Party Line this morning. I mentioned to you before we went on the air, Joe, that one of the things I do is I grade scholarship applications. And I've been surprised over the last couple of years as I do that, how many people say, I want a career in cybersecurity. Is that a big field that Moraine Park addresses here in Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, and across the district?
We have an IT cybersecurity specialist program, and that is actually one of our larger programs at the college. There's bigger ones, you know, like nursing and stuff like that. But the cybersecurity program has really grown over the last 3 years. I mean, it's almost doubled in size with as far as student enrollments, and it's definitely our biggest IT program. So we get a lot of students that want to go into that.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, so my apologies. It would seem to me that however big a company is, you have one cybersecurity person. It's not like you need 50 people along an assembly line or something like that. I'm surprised, sorry about this, but I'm a little surprised there are that many jobs available in cybersecurity. Where am I getting this wrong?
Well, I would say most companies probably have more than one person working on that now, because it's gotten so important and our data is so precious, and trying to keep, you know, bad actors from getting at it, whether it's corporate data, personal data, you know, whatever kind of data it is you're trying to protect. cybersecurity, that's important. And, you know, there's, if you have, you know, a company will have cybersecurity insurance, just in case there's a breach, but you have to meet so many, there's so many requirements you have to meet from the insurance policy that, you have to have people on staff dedicated to making sure that data is protected. So while there may be one person in charge of cybersecurity, they're going to have several people working under them or with them to make sure that data is going. And the bigger the company, the more people they're going to have. So there's tons of jobs out there in that area. You know, it's a lot different than it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you know, where you might just have one person monitoring your firewall.
Okay.
You know, and things like that. There's so much more to it than that.
Okay, I've got a lot of the same questions that I asked you about someone considering a career in AI. A strong math, is there a greater requirement, need for technical expertise going into this, a math, science background? What does someone need to know who's interested in cybersecurity and wants to approach MPTC?
So like with the AI, I mean, we will get them there. If they have, you know, it helps to have some computer knowledge and, you know, be a little tech savvy, but not necessarily. I mean, we have, you know, people who come in who barely, you know, learn how to use it, know how to turn their computer on, and they can learn how to do it. And, you know, we get high school students that come, you know, in most of the high schools in the area, if not all of them, are Google schools. And we don't do Google. We have, you know, they have to learn Microsoft Office and learn how to use Windows machines and Windows servers and things like that. And, you know, and we get them there. We start off with a couple of fundamentals courses on, you know, basic IT stuff, information security principles, networking. And then, you know, and then we build them up into the, you know, ethical hacking later, and their cybersecurity capstone where they have to do projects and stuff like that. So we can get just about anybody there if they have the desire to learn.
What is, again, is this a 2-year associate program?
Yes, it is. And on top of that, there's a couple of other options that students can pursue if they want. We have a dual degree with the network specialist, the IT network specialist program, where I believe it's 4 or 5 more classes, and they get both associate's degrees. And if they really want to, they can tack on the tech support program as well, and walk out with 3 degrees. And if they're going full time, they can actually get all 3 degrees in 3 years. You know, we call it the 3-in-3 program, for that. So that's pretty popular. Usually our IT students do 2, if not all 3, of those degrees at the same time, which just makes them more marketable for all kinds of jobs in the IT field.
Okay. I failed to ask this question about the AI, so maybe I'll loop back and ask you to include it as well. How about pay expectations? What are salary goals? What are people being paid who are completing, first of all, that AI program you're just starting, and something that's been in place in cybersecurity?
Yeah, the AI program, we don't have a ton of data on it because, you know, like we talked about before, it's new. But there are the closest we've been able to find in our research is like a data scientist, and you know, they're making upwards of $45-$50 an hour, you know, to start. And the cybersecurity, we've got on our website here that the median salary for recent graduates is $55,000 a year, but I would say it's higher than that. Sometimes these numbers don't get updated as the way they should. So, you know, because it's just hard to wrangle the data, but I would say they're probably making closer to $65,000-$70,000, to start. So there's good careers and a lot of room for growth. There's a lot of directions you can go in the IT field.
You mentioned the flexibility that Moraine Park offers someone who's interested in pursuing artificial intelligence as far as online, on campus. Is this a cybersecurity program similarly flexible as far as the various campuses around the area and online training?
Yeah, the one thing we don't offer cybersecurity at Beaver Dam at this point, just because of the specialized equipment and computers you need access to. But they can take, again, they can take that entire program online and virtually. But as far as like outfitting a computer lab that has the stuff in it for those face-to-face classes, we don't have that in Beaver Dam right now. Maybe someday we can get it down there. But again, the students can take it online, online virtually, or in Fond du Lac and West Bend. And the main thing with the campuses is Fond du Lac and West Bend both have rooms with dedicated internet access so that students can practice their hacking and cybersecurity skills without fear of destroying the Marine Park network. If they were online, the same network that the rest of the classrooms and everybody else was on. So they have dedicated connections there. Otherwise, they're just doing it at home. And, they learn how to set up, like, isolated pieces on their own home networks as well. So if they needed to, if they were worried about messing anything up at home, they could have a separate section.
Okay. Joe, I want to thank you for joining me on Party Line this morning. It's been the Dean of Business, IT, and AI, Joe DeSiderio. To wind up this morning, we shared a lot of information, a lot of concepts and ideas with our listeners. If this is triggering something in someone's mind, what's the best place or what's the best way people can find out more information?
Mm-hmm. So the best place to go is just onto our website, marinepark.edu. There's an academics button right at the top. They can hover over that and then go to programs, and it'll take them right to all the information they need. And there's a button where they can request more information, and somebody from our recruiting team will reach out to them to answer any questions or to try to get them started on enrolling at the college.